Well, good evening.
Good evening.
The Lord is good.
He is.
And his mercy endures to all generations. The generation of the upright, they shall be
blessed.
Wealth
and riches.
Health and riches shall be in their house.
Amen.
Their righteousness remaineth forever.
Yes.
We thank God for our apostle.
Amen.
This, I tell you, this is a marvelous thing. So pay attention. Y'all did really well on the exam. Amen. Y'all did really well. I am glad to say there were no D's and no F's. Let the Lord be magnified. Somebody heard my heart's cry. I'm thinking to myself, how could you be in Bible school and getting a study guide and taking an exam? You're not paying attention in class. But anyway, I always have this information. There were 85 A's. 39 were perfect.
Wow.
21 B's and only 3 C's.
Wow.
That's awesome. So I commend all of you, because once again, this is not about how smart you are, because you can make straight A's and go out in life and flunk, because you just came in here to get a little piece of paper. But Apostle's not interested in giving us a piece of paper. He's interested in writing with an ink pen and engraving our hearts so that we can carry out God's purpose in the earth realm. Page 21, chapter 4 in your books, we're teaching on catching the waves of revival. Catching the waves. Chapter 4 is catching the next wave of revival. Catching the next wave of revival. Hallelujah. Now listen what the author say. If the move of the Holy Spirit comes in waves, then we must move in proper position to catch the wave of the Spirit when they break upon us. This is about positioning. See, you know, many times God deal with me in acronyms, you know, like OOPS. You know what OOPS means? Out of position, stupid. When you tell somebody OOPS, you're out of position. You ever saw somebody go to catch the ball, they're not in position, and they miss it? Come on now.
Oops.
It's a OOPS. But that OOPS might have cost you the game.
Right.
Y'all got it?
Yes,
so we need to understand that it is important for us to be in, watch this, proper position.
Yes.
You ready? Mm-hmm. For the waves of the Holy Spirit or the next wave of revival to break, watch this, forth upon us. Now, y'all know we're in the midst of a revival.
Yes.
God gave Apostle wealth and money cometh. And you always know when you're entering into revival, because it crosses everything in your little mind to get you out of your comfort zone. And this health thing is definitely a revival. Yeah, we'd rather somebody lay hands on us than eat right. Amen. Well, I'm being an example before you, because, you know, I wasn't like this last couple of weeks. Y'all could tell. What is Pastor Walker doing? What Apostle trained me to do? Hello. I mean, you can't follow somebody and not partake of what they're teaching you. Amen. I was saying that for you. Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. That was really us, but I thought you should eat right too. All right. Amen. Praise him. I feel you. That's okay. I ain't going to talk about your pork chops and stuff tonight. There are seven important aspects a surfer considers before he catches the wave to surf. Seven important aspects. I want you to pay attention to them. The basic steps signal to us the significance of our precise action today. All right? So we're going to talk about those seven aspects. We may not get to all of them tonight, but I don't want to take my time with this. We only have a few more sessions, but this is what this whole book is based upon, catching the wave. You know, can we put it another way? Apostle used the term, don't miss your season of visitation. Okay. You know, a lot of people miss their season of visitation because they're comfortable with the old wine. They don't want change. They don't want nobody to say nothing. Break rank. Break tradition. So the first aspect is, number one, a surfer must swim into the deep sea to catch the waves. Now, that's a good one. The surfer must swim where?
In the deep sea.
Into the what?
Deep sea.
You don't catch a wave in shallow water. Y'all got it? We cannot expect to catch the waves of revival while trying to swim in the shallow parts of water. Nearer to the beach. You're not going to catch no wave on the beach. Not the surf. Y'all got it? We cannot catch the revival waves by living, here it is, safely. Oh, yeah, I like the church I come out of. Well, sometimes you be comfortable with the church you came out of and you won't change. See, what y'all understand is many denominational churches, and I'm going to blow your mind with this. Many denominational churches, of which includes non-denomination. That was for all of you who feel so prideful about I'm non-denominational. Well, here's a wave of revival you need to catch. The Baptist Fellowship with the Baptist, Kojic with Kojic, Methodist with Methodist, Catholic with Catholics, Muslims with Muslims, I'm calling them all. It's not Christian or non-Christian. We're talking about denominations here. So now if the Baptist is a denomination because they fellowship with only Baptists, if Kojic is a denomination because you can't preach in there unless you join, you can't join and you had to be born in, all right, y'all know how it go. So my question to you is, if you non-denominational and you only go and flow with non-denominational churches, what does that make you? A denomination of non-denominations. Okay, so let's not get caught up in all that prideful stuff. No, to catch the waves of revival, you have to be teachable. You have to get out of the comfort zone. You have to be willing to listen to what God is saying and what God is doing and be open to whatever vessel he's bringing the message through.
Yes.
That's the problem in the body of Christ. Chocolate is okay. If they would understand, even white is chocolate. Y'all to catch up with that next week. This is to teach you. See, sometimes people can't receive because they're looking at the color of your skin. God doesn't call a man or woman of God based upon the color of their skin. It's according to his agenda. And we got to get past these race barriers, these walls of division. Where we can't receive a man because it's prevalent in our society, because look at the president of the United States. You know, we're talking about honor and order here. You can't say the man is not a good leader because he's black. Propaganda says he's the worst one to ever come out in history. But that's propaganda. The truth is. So we need to say that. And why am I saying that? Because in the church world, the Cushite, the black male is not received as he should, because there are groups of people who don't think we're qualified to lead them. But let me prophesy to you, the day has changed. And that which was high is being made low, and that which is not is. It can never change. Him going out of the White House is not going to stop. Watch this. What God said. God said he's raising up a remnant of people who don't look like the regular folk. And you, in order for you to move forward, you're going to have to receive them. That's the wave of revival. God is not doing anything and orchestrating anything to keep people in their comfort zones. All right. Don't get upset. Don't write no letters. Amen. I'm just telling you, whites need to break it down and bust themselves in some of these doors, because it ain't in their church.
Come on. Hello.
Your answer is in a Cushite. I mean, I know y'all don't understand, but see, we flowing up in here. Okay. You say you got to go into the deep. See, shallow water, you're comfortable with your race. Shallow water, you're comfortable with your family members. Shallow water means you only want things that's going to tickle your little fancy. But in order for God to stir you, he got to sometime take you, watch this, have your brother sell you into slavery.
Come on.
Hello, somebody. Get you away from everything familiar to you. Go to a country where you don't even speak the same language. But all you need to know is God is with you. You got to launch out into the what?
Deep.
Now, you know, when you launch out into the deep, listen to me. That simply is telling you, you can't fend for yourself. You need some help. So turn to Luke 5. Need to understand these aspects or launch it out into the deep. Come on, huh? Launch out into the what?
Deep.
Tell somebody you got to launch out into the deep. Now watch what it say. You're in Luke 5. Write these three passages of scripture down, because you have Luke 5, 4 through 7, 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. All right. Y'all got it? Now, watch this. When launching out into the deep, we need a guide and we need an escort to navigate us through spiritual traffic. You hear apostles say this all the time. I hope you pay attention. There's a lot of traffic in the spirit world. Y'all ready for this? The Bible says narrow is the path. Huh? To the goodies. Broad is the way to destruction. There's a whole lot of traffic going in the other direction. You understand? You going the right way, but the traffic the other way. There's a whole bunch of traffic to go through. And oftentimes people start going, but they don't have nobody to navigate them through the traffic. Because the purpose of going against the grain, hello, a cutting against the grain is to get you out of your comfort zone. Because it's easy to go with the flow. And most people start off cutting against the grain, but it becomes tiresome. It becomes hard. It becomes strenuous. Because it requires constant change. And the one thing that people don't like is
change
your eating habit.
Oh, yeah.
No, Pastor, lay hands on me. After you put that biscuit down, I'm going to consider it. I don't know what's going on here. I believe we're in that new wave already. Number two is, there must be a willingness to depart from that which is familiar. Come on now. That which is what?
Familiar.
Yo, yeah, y'all know all of us. Yeah, you grew up in a certain church. Y'all know it's culture shock to some people to come to some of these apostolic ministries. Because they just don't flow like they know what they're looking for. See, you need to be in a church where you don't know what's going to happen when you go. You don't know what the script is. That's why I like how apostles come out. You ever saw a man walk out the praise team singing, okay, y'all finished, sit down. Come on. Now, you got to be trained to handle that, because most of them singers be tripping. They on crack or something. See, they want a revival, but they figure they are the revivalists. So, hey, they come to watch the choir sing. That's where the problem at in the choir. It's where Satan was. He was over the choir. Hello. I feel some of y'all. So they think people come there, and then the musicians. Oh, Jesus. They think they got gifts to the church. So the church is not built upon singing and praise and worship. It's to be built upon the word. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I probably heard a folk catch the wave. So you can't. You must depart from that which is familiar. Watch this. That which is comfortable. Mm-hmm. Y'all like those words? That which is religious. Yes. That which is traditional. Y'all know some people are so caught up with religion and tradition. Jesus said to the Pharisees, he talked to these people. He said, you follow the traditions of men and negate the commandments of God. Are you listening to me in here?
Yes, sir.
You can't catch the wave following tradition and religion. It's going to cause you to break that tie with mama. 40 years old mama. Yeah, I said it. Well, I can't leave this church, mama said. Mama said, great grandma. I don't care nothing about your great grandma, your pappy, or nobody. Follow God.
Yes,
oh, Lord, let's keep going. Y'all got it? So you have to break tradition. Now, Luke chapter 5, Jesus asked to borrow a ship. I'm not going to read it. And then he taught out of the ship. Now, these men were professional fishermen.
Yes, sir.
They were professional fishermen. There was a visitation on the horizon.
Yes, yes.
Now, be careful when there's a visitation on the horizon and you're going to go to your knowledge. Jesus told these men, watch what they said. We done toiled all night. And we have taken nothing. Because we know the best time to fish from watching the sun, the moon, and the stars. You know, we know that the night we went out there, we should have caught a lot of fish. But we took nothing. We done toiled all night. Jesus told them, launch out into the deep.
Come on.
Launch out into the deep. You got it?
Yes.
Launch out into the deep. Watch this. You can't launch out into the deep without an escort. That's why you got 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. Because the Bible said the Spirit searcheth all things. Watch this. Yes, yea, the deep things of God. So you, when Jesus say launch out into the deep, it hinges upon your ability to follow instructions.
Yeah.
Even when your senses are telling you what he's telling you don't make no sense. We done taught all night long. This Negro going to come up here talking about go launch out. First of all, Negro, I'm tired. Let's try that. And then I had my coffee this morning. They done took us off a star crack. Come on, talk to me. I couldn't go to IHOP and I couldn't have no grits. Where's my bacon? And Lord help me, Jesus, where's my fried chicken? Halabashata. Where my ham hocks and poking beans are. Lord, they done took everything away from us. Now, I'm not trying to be funny, but that's the way it is. These men were professional fishermen. Jesus done taught in a ship for a little bit. Now he say, go launch out into the deep and watch what he say. Let down your net for a draught. In other words, Jesus say, I done spoke something is happening. Peter said, look, normally we wouldn't listen. But since you spoke, we going to go let down our net. Y'all know what happened. They let down their net into the deep and they caught a multitude of fishes. So much, I'm trying to give you a hint. In catching the wave of revival, the multitude of things that you've been searching for is as you connect one revival to the next. Because what happens, see, moves of God don't stop. They got to be added to. Do you understand that? There's a continuance principle. You got to stay with the flow. You don't have time to camp out with no group. See, all of us went through groups. All of us. We were raised a certain way. And in our mind, in our heart, we said, we ain't changing. Because religion is like our food. Y'all ain't talking to me. We didn't go to the Baptist church. We were Baptists. Come on, talk to me up in here. Oh, and Lord, Kojic. Kojanites. I can recognize a Kojic person everywhere I go across, especially the ones on the organs. Ain't no sense you looking at T.D. Jakes watching how he preach. All you got to do is go ask him who on that organ and watch where he came from. Them folk out of Kojic will make you preach. Because they know what to do with that Hammond organ. That's why most churches that operate for gospel, Baptist and all, hello somebody, trust what I'm telling you, them organists came out of the Kojic church. Y'all want to say why? Because there was an apostolic mantle on Kojic called praise. You need the Holy Spirit. He knows all things. He searches the deep things of God. Now, this is what I was saying. See, he starts telling you to do stuff that ain't comfortable. Mm-hmm. So that's how you move. Number two, a surfer must know where the waves are going to break. Ah, a surfer must what?
Know
what?
Where the
waves are going to break. A surfer got to know that. See, watch this. When you know, it takes you past believing.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
Y'all ready for this? You can't live in the now till you know.
Wow.
What?
That's good.
Oh, I know. Just write K-N-O-W on your ink pad, on your notepad, and strike the K out.
Now.
Hello. The purpose of no is to cause you to live in the now. Hello, now faith is, but you got to know. You got to know you can trust God. Y'all got it? Now, a surfer must know where the waves are going to break. Prophetic insight of where the Holy Spirit is going to give us our breakthroughs are important. Y'all got that? You got to know. You got to have a sensing. You got to know. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nobody slow you down. If somebody walk away, turn the page. Say, let's just kiss and say goodbye. Play the Manhattans. When people walk out of your life, tell them bye. I'm the prize. Where y'all at? Oh, Lord, let me keep on here. I might even help somebody. See, we talking about sometime a breakthrough is what you're walking away from.
Yeah.
Because what you walk away from, God is bringing you to.
Come on.
Right.
Y'all better hear what I'm saying. See, you have to walk away from some churches to go get what God wants you to have.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. Now, when you have a good one, don't get stuck on stupid and go join yesterday's move. They have a lot of people leave the current move of God and go get back to that which is comfortable. All right. Apostle now is training us on health. How many people want to hear that? Let's be real. See, when you start talking about waves of revival, there's a wind that starts blowing contrary to what everybody else is doing. Everybody eating wrong and want healing.
Come on.
Don't act like this is no cakewalk. This is not a cakewalk. 57 years, 60 years, 90 years, 30 years. It don't matter. It's a habit. You've been doing it since you were a child, eating the same way. All of a sudden, somebody come here and say, the Bible says this is what we're supposed to eat. Now, all of a sudden, hold up here, Reverend. Now, I like you. But let's keep it real up in here. I like my pork chop more than I like you. Hello, somebody. Oh, come on. Y'all know the routine. Maybe y'all not from here. Maybe the country different from the city people. Because every Monday is called red beans and rice. Hold up. Time out. Not just red beans and rice. It's what you put in it that made the difference. Come on, somebody. Pigtails. Come on. Pickled meat. Ham hot. And then on the side, you know the side dishes was lethal. Hello, somebody. Ain't no sense you act I'm here. Yeah, mustard greens, candied yams. Oh, but y'all missing the big one. Fried chicken. Red beans ain't no good without a piece of fried chicken. A steroid dosed up fried chicken. The chicken leg so big you think you had a turkey. Don't get mad at me. I hope I'm stirring y'all up because some of y'all tripping with Apostle. Cussing out Apostle. This is for your life.
Yeah.
This is for you to live longer and live stronger.
Yeah.
Could you imagine being a part of a group of people that's healthy and wealthy?
Yeah.
Don't have to see no doc because you followed the apostolic instructions. Watch this. You caught the time of visitation. Why in 2016 is God going to raise up a man who's a multimillionaire who can eat whatever he wants and fill his... All right. Y'all want to catch a wave? Y'all want to catch a wave? Y'all always go to Luke chapter 16, verse 19, talk about the man who ate from the rich man's table. Huh? Huh? He desired the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Well, here's another revelation to that. You might want to ink this in your pad. Sometimes at the rich man's table, there's a whole bunch of stuff on there you shouldn't be eating.
Come on.
Oh, no. Did you hear what I just said? At the rich man's table, there's some stuff you shouldn't be eating.
Amen.
See, it's loaded with fatback, barbecue, pork ribs, beef ribs. Hello, somebody. Steaks. With butter and with jelly. See, I'm talking about you in the midst of revival. Watch this. It required me to what?
Change.
Because I'm not going to live long and strong putting that junk in my body. I had to make a decision. I had to get my mind right. I had to get out of my comfort zone and realize that I had to stop eating for taste and start eating for feel. And we're not going to catch it if just apostle is doing it. See, one thing I love about apostle, you're talking about catching a wave, that's Acts 1 and 2. See, of all that, Jesus began both to do and teach. Thing about apostle is he ain't teaching. He first doing, then teaching. That's an example worthy to follow. Now you have to know where the wave is going to break. Y'all understand that? Right? That's what number two says. A surfer must know where the wave is going to what?
Break.
So you must be like the sons of Issachar. 1 Chronicles 12:32. You read it. The sons of Issachar. 1 Chronicles 12:32. See, because not only do you need an escort, but the Holy Spirit will teach you. See? Y'all got 1 Chronicles 12:32?
Yes,
what did it say?
And of the children of Issachar. Which were men that had understanding.
Oh, which were men that had what?
Understanding.
Men that had what?
Understanding.
Men that had what?
Understanding.
Listen to me, children. Wisdom is the what?
Principal
thing. But in all thy get a what?
Understanding.
But wisdom is the principal thing. But in all you getting, get an understanding. They just, see, we need an understanding that comes from a supernatural knowledge. A supernatural spirit, watch this, that knows all things. See, we can't come to God smart. Because God make you do what you don't understand. Cut against the grain. You're on the highway. Any of y'all ever been with him? This is the route you go every day to your house. The voice come to you, make a left turn. You start telling it, this the way I go all the time. Amen.
Amen.
Lean into your own,
because
you don't see the traffic up top. Now you miss, don't take the turn, not you missed it. You had an inkling to make the turn. But now you have an understanding when you missed it. Oh, how many of y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have an understanding when you missed it, because now you're stuck in traffic. Now you won't cuss, and you're an hour behind. Yeah, cussing Christian, CC, cussing Christian, Peter. Everybody ain't all the way delivered yet, you know. Got to work with folk. But you get an understanding. A lot of time, God is telling you to do stuff, and you get to tripping with yourself. But the Bible say, in all thy getting, get an understanding. One of the things you got to learn about God is he does nothing the same way.
That's right.
Oh, let's get that straight. That's why people get in trouble. Huh? God say, spit in the ground, make some mud balls, put it on the man's eye, he's going to get healed.
Right.
Now watch this. This is what the church will do. Now they got to spit on the ground, make some mud. Everybody blind going to get the same treatment. And then they all go, but only one came back healed. The one that God told Jesus to do that with. The other 100 didn't get nothing. Now people mad. Why? Because that's what we do. We try to box God in and we make ministries that God didn't say.
Wow.
See? How much time I got? 3 minutes. Okay. I'm maximizing these 3 minutes. Y'all have about a few more shots. Ain't no getting out early tonight. Then you got, you know, the sons of Issachar, that they were men who knew what Israel ought to do.
Yes.
When you follow an apostle, he's a sent one. You understand? God put in him the navigation system to lead us.
Yeah.
Our apostle don't need us questioning every move he make. Pay attention and follow. You don't understand what he's saying? Just follow. Understand and come after you follow.
Yeah.
Thank you. Then you got John 16:13. Come on, read it. And then we got Ephesians 1:17. We'll have to stop right there. Huh? Because a surfer must know where the waves are going to break. The only way you can know all things is follow the one who know all things. That's the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So St. John 16:13, hurry up real quick. What did it say?
How be it when he.
The spirit of truth.
Is come.
The spirit of reality is come.
He will guide you into all truth.
He will guide you. All of us, look at me. You need a tour guide.
Yes.
And you don't tell a tour guide what to do. Get rid of that whining classic. Wherever I go, let the Spirit follow. Now, see, y'all don't like it. Follow me. That ain't what the Bible teach. See, y'all like them songs. That's why you still on Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. All right? Y'all understand? For the Spirit searcheth what?
All things. He shall not speak of himself.
He doesn't speak of himself.
But whatsoever he shall hear.
But whatsoever he hear.
That shall he speak.
That shall he speak.
And he will show you things to come.
And he will do what?
Show you.
Well, you know, if you're getting shown things to come, you are always in the
now.
And in the no.
No.
All right. That's enough. See y'all next time.